And speaking of alliances, Casey, what about the North Korean troops fighting alongside the Russians? How should we read that?
The strong alliance, like I mentioned, China is the grand puppeteer, the grand master puppeteer, with Russia, Iran, Pakistan, and North Korea underneath that piece of it. And just to add a little bit of confusion and a little bit more complexity, underneath Iran, you have the terrorist organizations. So this is all a master plan by the Chinese Communist Party. I think we as a government, we as a country in the free world underestimate China. We all have a long history of underestimating the Chinese Communist Party. And it's high time that we understand just how critical their role is in the future developments of the world.
Expand on that for us a little bit. What is China's goal in terms of the Russia-Ukraine war here? Is it in the Chinese regime's interest for it to continue?
Absolutely. They are supplying Russia with finance, buying Russian oil and military armaments, including drones. So they're fully engaged. Again, they want this war to continue indefinitely. So it keeps us distracted, keeps us spread very thin from supporting, you know, 2-3 wars around the world. So CCP has ultimate designs. I think when you have to look at it, they want to rule the world completely in their 100-year plan, which ends in the year 2049. As Xi Jinping and the CCP have been overachievers, you might want to forecast that as being year 2035, which is 10 short years away. And here's a quote from me: "The world will be won or lost within the next 10 years. That's from our analysis of what's been going on, and we've been in this game quite a long time.